This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So it's a matter of when, not if, says the World Health Organization, that we'll have a disease X pandemic. We can't make this up, folks. At the same time, Dmitry Medvedev in Russia is saying they've launched nukes at Washington, D.C. if they don't get their way in Ukraine. And, you know, folks, I got to tell you, for a Monday, it's not a great way to start, but we're going to do our best. That is for sure. Meanwhile, Mika Brzezinski over at MSNBC is saying that Biden is wise. He is successful. I don't know. I don't know what's in the water over there. But, folks, your guess is as good as mine. Welcome to the program, of course. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Monday edition on this President's Day edition of the program. Glad to be with you, of course. 949-822-7959. We'll open up the phone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or a comment for our guest, Frank Salvato, from undergroundusa.com, and author of the book Nullification, of course. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you have the inclination to send us a direct message this morning. Well, again, we're going to waste no more time. We're going to head over and talk with Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, Frank, before we get started on things this morning, we've been mentioning this each hour of the program. There was a terrible tragedy that occurred over the weekend in Burnsville, Minnesota. Two police officers and a firefighter lost their lives responding to a call, which appeared to be a domestic violence call. But people in Burnsville are brokenhearted this morning. We are here on this program, and as I was saying to you before we came on the air, GCN, Genesis Communications Network, is based in Burnsville, Minnesota, and our hearts and our prayers are just going out to them this morning, everybody involved in this. And Frank, you are a former firefighter, and I know that you can speak to the kind of event this is, and just sort of clue us in on what people are experiencing there.
Yeah, I believe the firefighter was acting as a paramedic.
Right.
In this instance, a lot of firefighters are paramedics. That they like to do the dual role because the job calls for a little bit of both. Nevertheless, they're all a part of the first responder community, and especially when you get local, that becomes very family oriented. You know, there's an old wives' tale that there's animosity between the police and the firefighters, and because they have different functions, but we are family.
Yes.
So when a brother of the badge, and you've heard me use that term for 20 years now.
Oh, yes.
On this airspace, when a brother of the badge goes down, it's as if a family member goes down. So there is a familial loss in Burnsville today amongst that first responder community and amongst the people in that community who are aware of what their first responders do and appreciate it. My heart goes out. My thoughts go out. It's hard to describe the loss, as you asked me to do in the beginning, because losing a partner, and then that's what the police officers lost there. They two people lost their partners. They lost people that they sit down with in the squadron all the time. The firefighter paramedic, that is literally a family. 24, 48 shifts are what firefighters mostly do. And so you eat, sleep, do the housework, do your training, go to the store, everything that a normal family would do during the day. That's what a firefighter shift does. So when you have that hole in your family, it feels like a hole in your family, you know. So my heart goes out to everybody up there, especially in the first responder community. But this instance should open up some conversation about the idea that when there's domestic issues in a household, the time for a social worker or a psychological intervention is not as the emergency is happening, mm-hmm. which a lot of urban areas are doing, but beforehand. Because once it becomes a crisis, crises are hard to control. And when it goes south like this.
Yeah. Well, we understand, too, that there may be an aspect here that this could have been some kind of ambush as well. Denise Simon was telling us about that. But no matter what, whenever you have these individuals, police, firefighters, first responders, when they roll up, I've been telling the listeners all morning, Frank, that the bravery that's involved to me is just overwhelming. And to people that literally run into any tragedy or bad situation, you know, is just unbelievable, above and beyond the call of duty in my estimation.
Well, this is why the targeting of police officers and defunding the police and going after law enforcement by organizations like Black Lives Matter, when the FBI crime statistics don't back up their claims of systemic racism between law enforcement and black perpetrators, is so damaging and dangerous. It's dangerous enough to pin on the badge every morning, whether you're a police officer or a firefighter, and go into work. Your family certainly knows it because they don't know if you're coming home.
Right.
And if this was a targeted thing, I hope they catch these people, throw the book at them, and they never see the light of day again. Because you don't target people that you call for help when you're in trouble.
Indeed.
And if you're arrogant enough to do that, if your activism moves you to do that, then your activism sucks.
Indeed. No kidding. Well, I'll tell you what, Frank, stay right there. We're going to come right back, everybody. Much more with Frank Silvato. We'll turn to politics and other world events, of course. But this morning, as part of our radio family and our radio community, this hits very, very close to home. And we're with you in Burnsville this morning, everybody. Stay right there. We're coming right back. I'll warn with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
Just walking around.
You know, we've got the truckers out there, and a lot of them are starting to say they're not going to take loads into New York City after this judgment and fine levied onto Donald Trump. And so I got to tell you, folks, one of the things that you don't ever want to do is you don't want to get the truckers mad at you. And I think they got a pretty good reason, but they definitely are going to be making their presence felt, we understand. So this is a pretty interesting development. So once again, folks, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And don't forget, telephone number is 949-822-7959. We'll be talking here, of course, with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, author of the book Nullification. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. We just got a great message, a great direct message this morning. This is from Rian, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. He says he's been listening to the show for over a year now. He says he found it on GCN, and he says after getting sick of listening about the Grays, Bigfoot, and numerology stuff on that other show, out here listening in southern Louisiana. Well, welcome to the program. We're glad to have you with us. Thank you for your message, and we're just glad that you're there, and we're just really appreciate the message so very much. And, Frank, what do you think about that? We are talking about stuff that affects people's lives every day, don't we?
Well, we certainly don't sugarcoat anything.
That's the understatement. That's right. That's exactly right, you know. But I just really appreciate that. And we know that we're hearing from someone there in southern Louisiana this morning.
Well, you know, there's when you listen to the flamethrower stations and the usual suspects, you get talking points. You get the same points over and over and over. They explore the talking points that the talking heads on television actually advance, and they seldom move beyond that. I mean, a few people do, They'll get into the constitutionality of things like that. Maybe even have some people who know a little bit more about the subject come on. But typically, it's a regurgitation of what you're hearing on the talking head shows on television. I think people get bored with that.
I think you're right. You're right. And very, very dynamic. And we do try to stay on top of things and kind of bring a little bit of a different vibe to the overnight radio airwaves. No doubt about that. And, of course, Frank, you know, we were talking, of course, what was happening in Burnsville. But, of course, one of the other things that's happening, too, is we've got Medvedev over in Russia saying that they would launch a nuclear strike against Washington if they don't get what they want in Ukraine. I kind of find that to be a little fantastical for my taste. What do you think?
No, yeah, I agree. Medvedev is going to say it. Putin will walk it back.
Right.
This allows them to be able to make the threat without officially making the threat. And they're kind of glomming on to anything nuclear right now because of the little eyebrow raise that we had last week about what are they putting in space?
Right.
They're putting nuclear weapons in space. You know, so why not jump on that? Why not whip that pony for as much as it's got?
Well, you know, of course, what's happening in the Middle East obviously is keeping everybody on pins and needles. But this came from the Jerusalem Post. It sounds like there was an imam in a Belgian parliament reciting Quran verses that call for the killing and kidnapping of Jews. Here we go again. When is this ever going to kind of subside?
Never.
Yeah.
And I say that with full confidence because that's the text of the religion. There's no changing the text of the religion because the Quran to devout Muslims is the literal word of Allah. And if you're a devout Muslim, you don't change your God's words. So this imam, was he trying to be insightful? I don't know. Did he choose those passages on purpose to be antagonistic?
Yeah.
Probably. But he's just reading the text. He's not making anything up or standing there screaming death to America on a Friday. He's just reading the words that are in the Quran. So if we're going to be appalled by this, then we have to have an honest and open global conversation about the aggressive nature of the Islamic religion. Mm-hmm. Short of that, wishing it to go away is not going to happen because that's their religious text.
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah. So this is, can you imagine, you know, if that was being, well, I mean, we even have some members of Congress that seem to be, you know, singing the praises of Hamas, or at least not wanting to vote to condemn them for what they've been up to. I mean, this world is starting to get very, very scary indeed.
Yeah, that was Rashida Tlaib in the resolution condemning the use of rape and sexual assault.
Right.
As weapons of war. She voted present. Some people didn't vote at all. Omar didn't vote at all. She wasn't in the chamber to take the vote. That was a smarter move than voting present. Because voting present means, I understand the resolution, but I'm not voting for it.
Right.
Now, who the hell doesn't vote against rape and sexual assault? What kind of a disgusting monster doesn't do that?
Well,
in any context.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it just seems like this was a no-brainer. But this is how invested they can be with the cause of Hamas and, by extension, you know, Tehran and others other these bad actors that want to go after Israel, want to go after the Jews and try to change this global narrative to, yeah, I guess the Jews are the huge problem in the world. I mean, if you wrote this in a movie, people would say this is so far-fetched.
Well, I mean, they would at least say so. Which one plays Goebbels?
Right. Yeah.
You know, because this is Nazism. This is exactly what the Nazis, this is the ideology of the Nazis. The Jews are bad. We must expunge them, cleanse the race of the Jews. That's what the Nazis believed in. And when you listen to some of these people on the college campuses or pro-Hamas people, they are echoing that sentiment. And I don't think that we should give them a pass. I just don't. You know, do the Jewish people have problems? Sure. Do the American people have problems? Sure. Do the Russian people have problems? Yeah. Do the Chinese people have problems? Sure. If you're going to go by demographic like that and start condemning, then you're a jerk. You know, it's content of the character. You know, it's not the color of the skin or the religion that you have or the nationality that you have. You have to judge people by their actions and the content of their character. And if we're going to look at Hamas and what they've done and the fact, and this has been proven, that they use rape and sexual assault to terrorize their victims, then I have to say they're the aggressor that's crossed the line. Now, that said, I believe I back Netanyahu 100%. They should go all the way to the wall. Hamas is a terrorist organization. We wouldn't have pulled up lame going after Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
After 9/11, you know, it wasn't okay. Let's go over there and drop a couple bombs. We'll get Al Qaeda about 75% gone, and then we'll call it victory. And you know what? Let's give them a homeland in Florida.
That's right.
We never would have done that. It was a fight to the death because they came and slaughtered people on our land. We must give Israel the same gratuity there. We must.
Well, and of course, now you've got Hamas, you know, demanding a ceasefire. And this, what did they think was going to happen? I mean, maybe they could underestimate the American president currently, but not Netanyahu and Israel as a whole.
For the entire existence of their protest, they have demanded things that were absurd.
Yep.
For their entire existence, they've demanded things that are absurd. They build headquarters and tunnels and put rockets in residences and hospitals and ammunition underneath places like UN headquarters within Gaza. And then they say you can't go after that. You can't go after that. That's not being humanitarian to go after that. Oh, that's after they used rape and sexual assault as a weapon of war.
Exactly, exactly. Well, tell you what, Frank, stay right there for a moment because we got to take a quick break. When we come back, everybody, more with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com and, of course, author of the book, Nullification. We're cruising through this Monday edition, this President's Day edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The upcoming crewed rocket launch from Florida Space Coast scheduled for next month, March 1st. NASA said three astronauts and a cosmonaut will embark on a Falcon 9 rocket from SpaceX to the International Space Station and spend 6 months conducting research. Former President Trump has been ordered to pay more than $350 million in his New York State civil fraud trial. He's also facing a 3-year ban on conducting business in New York State. A former FBI informant facing charges for allegedly lying about President Biden's involvement in his son Hunter's foreign business dealings. Egypt reportedly building a refugee camp near the Gaza border in anticipation of a potential conflict if Israel attacks the southern city of Rafah. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yeah, well, that's a cool, classy sound, don't you think? I think so, too. Billy Joel, amazing track there from him, bringing us back in this morning on this Monday edition, this President's Day edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Don't forget, head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And, of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you have a question or comment for Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com. And, of course, author of the book, Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, you know, I'll tell you this much. The stuff that we're seeing happening, you know, if you tried to explain to somebody, you know, you know, got a time machine or something and try to explain what was happening, they might just laugh at us. You know, this whole thing to do with the judgment, and I don't think you and I had an opportunity to talk about it on the, you know, because I think this came down later on, but the $355 million judgment against Donald Trump along with this verdict in New York City is just, you know, that's just for the birds, don't you think?
Well, it's absurd. It's absurd. And there's a lot of people out there who use the term travesty of justice, but this is truly a definer. It's a travesty of justice. There's no victim here. That's the thing that should be being trumpeted from the top of the Trump Tower in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Is there's no victim here. No one went to the authorities and said, I've been aggrieved. The banks were paid back, and they made a profit. The insurance companies were satisfied. There's nothing wrong with the buildings. So there's no harm here, but they're calling foul. So right there, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, right.
He's being penalized $355 million for building a good building and doing it by the letter of the law.
Well, and at the same time, was it the judge who said, I believe, something to the effect of, and there's just no contrition, you know, on the part of the Trump people. And this is incredibly crazy.
Yeah, contrition for what?
Right.
You know, for what? What do you want me to be contrite about? What is it? But that I'm just not going, you know, because I'm Donald Trump, I kind of need to hate myself.
Right.
Because everybody who votes to the left hates me. I've got to get that sickness too. This is a prime example of judicial misconduct and prosecutorial misconduct. And if our judicial system were actually healthy, there would be moves against both the prosecutor and the judge to remove them from their positions because they didn't follow the law. If we don't have a judicial system that is, and John Adams said this so eloquently in the very beginning of our country, we need to have a country of laws, not of men. When men can manipulate the laws to their outcome, that's when tyranny takes over. And what we saw in New York is tyrannical. We're going to destroy you, Donald Trump, at all costs, because we don't like you.
Well,
that's the message I got.
No kidding. Well, it may be overturned on appeal, but it may also eventually go to the Supreme Court. We'll just have to see. But it seems to me that when that happens, I would think that it should at some level of this. They're still going to then cry and say, look at these courts, and they did the wrong thing, and we had Donald Trump dead to rights, and they reversed it, and, you know, this kind of stuff. It's illegitimate court again. You know, it just seems like no matter what happens, it still plays into their narrative, into their ability to try to make our country literally tear itself apart.
Well, this is what was being described back in the late 2000s when it started to emerge. The Clintons were using it, and the Obamas definitely use it. It's called lawfare, and it's in the same vein as warfare because it's aggressive. It's aggressive. It's going to have to make the Supreme Court because the court that Trump would have to appeal to is all within a solid glow-in-the-dark blue demographic. The court is the appointees on the court are all appointed by far leftists. So it's gonna have to hit the Supreme Court at some point. And then you're going to see the political opportunists who are politically motivated 100%. They don't give a damn about good government or executing good government because they see government as politics. That's a huge problem in our society today. Government is not politics. Politics is the realm where people get elected. Government's supposed to serve the people. We don't have government today. We have an overgrown, overbearing, arrogant political system instead of a governmental system. When the appeal happens, and if the letter of law is followed and it is reversed, the political opportunists will say, we have to pack the court.
Well, exactly, yeah. Or it's illegitimate, and let's go protest outside their house, and, you know, all that kind of dumb stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, Frank, we do have the telephone lines lighting up here. We got Anthony in Tampa who's giving us a call this morning. Good morning, Anthony. You're on with Frank Salvato. Hello, Anthony.
Good morning. I hear an overlap on the radio. I don't know if on the phone. Okay, yeah. Listen, it's Frank. It's not surprising that all of a sudden Trump became president and all of a sudden the tide comes against him as far as being a racist and collusion with the Russians and all these things pertain to his personal business dealings. It's funny how all of a sudden everything comes uncovered as him being a villain, whereas before he was friends befriended by the likes of Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, and the left loved him, and he was the friends of the black community. All of a sudden now They label him as being a bigot, anti-American, and all this sort of stuff. So it's amazing the media, and I'm focusing mostly on the local media here, that all of a sudden they're kind of complicit against coming against him. And it's just if you can go in espouse more on that, because it's surprising how all of a sudden he turned the tide like Reagan did, became a Republican. All of a sudden, he's the evil one. So it's people need to wake up and disconnect from the media, because they're totally anti-conservative, anti-Christian, anti-American to this point, mm-hmm. as far as I see it. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Anthony in Tampa. We appreciate the call very, very much. Frank, what do you think?
He hit the point nail on the head. If Trump would have thrown his head in the ring to be president of the United States under the Democrat banner, how big of a landslide do you think that would have been?
Right.
You know, that's the thing. He didn't run under the right banner for the leftists. And as far as the racist claim, I've always scratched my head about that. Because he's got awards from the NAACP. As a matter of fact, I believe he was nominated for Man of the Year one day by the NAACP in New York. There are pictures with him and Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, you know, just laughing it up and yucking it up at fundraisers, because he used to cut checks for their organizations all the time. And he was a good guy to them. They loved him. But he put an R behind his name, and he became the Antichrist, because he wasn't walking down the street lockstep with the narrative that racism is prevalent everywhere and the poor black community is being beaten down by, you know, by the deep state white-controlled white supremacy group that the United States has always been.
Yeah.
It's such a false narrative, it should make you want to vomit. And the fact that the media, especially at the local levels, are just going, well, you know, it's been said enough times, it must be true. God forbid I do some research into it and find out the truth. I'm a bubble-headed bleach blonde who comes on at 5, as Don Henley would say.
That's right. That's exactly
local,
it. Yeah.
Local news, I'd rather you come on there looking disheveled and tell me the truth and expose some facts. They'll have perfect hair and great makeup, but let's get back to you in 5 minutes after this message from Geritol.
Well said. Well said. Well, I'll tell you what. We appreciate the call, first of all, of course, Anthony in Tampa. And, Frank, we appreciate you as well. We hope that you have a great rest of the morning here. We're going to be talking with you again here coming up on Friday. And great segments this morning. I think we covered a lot of great ground.
Well, we know we're hitting the cord in Louisiana, aren't we?
That's right, and we appreciate that as well. Well, Frank, take care. We'll talk to you again real soon, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
You too. Take care. All right, Frank Silvato, everybody, undergroundusa.com and author of the book, Nullification. And we're going to come right back. We're going to talk with Patrick Hyland. He's host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Monday edition continues on, everybody, and it is President's Day on top of that, so maybe you have the day off today. Well, if you do, that sounds pretty terrific, but if you don't and you're out there doing what you do, we're glad to be riding along with you, of course, whatever you're doing this morning here on the program. Kyle Warren with you, glad to be with you, of course, and we've got Patrick Hyland waiting on the telephone line with us this morning. He is host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer. And you can hear him on Sundays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, right here on AM 860 The Answer. Patrick is also known as the insurance quarterback, and we're glad to have him with them. Glad to have him with us, I should say, right here on this Monday morning. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Cal, and happy Monday to everybody. Hopefully if you have the day off, make it a good one for yourself. And if not, still make it a great day and make it a great week. So we get ready to finish out February here pretty soon. Get an extra day this year, Kyle.
That's right.
Be interesting. So anyway, yesterday in basketball, we had the East play the West in the NBA All-Star game, 211-186. Real defensive game there, Kyle. So, anyway, obviously tongue-in-cheek there, Kyle. And it just, nobody wants to get hurt. I get it. But, man, you got to play a little bit better than that, I think. Or, I don't know. I'd like to see if we get these games. But there we go again. When a game doesn't mean anything, it just doesn't have the same intensity. That's
right.
Just the way it is. keeping it real. But anyway, we're getting ready for baseball, man. We all are in spring training now, getting ready for the season, looking for a great baseball season, and should be very exciting. But hockey, man, that's really happening right now, especially in the middle state of Florida. The Panthers now are on top of the division. Unbelievable. In the Eastern Atlantic Division, just barely above the Boston Bruins. They have 76 points, and Boston has 75. They both have played 55 games. So it's gonna be interesting to go down the wire with those two. And the Lightning, they're still in the thick of it. They hit 65 points. They've won 30 out of their 56 games, so pretty good. The Bruins, man, I tell you, they always seem to take you to overtime. They have 11 overtime losses. Mm-hmm. And the Red Wings, for once, Kyle, are really starting to come back to the old Red Wings of old. So we'll see for all the old Red Wings fans how they make out for the rest of the year. So,
indeed.
Get up in New York, Kyle. The Rangers are looking real good. So we'll see if they can continue it on with the Carolina Hurricanes. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, how the teams in the South for hockey are doing pretty daggum good. So it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun to say the least. The playoffs will be here before we know it. And then out in your neck of the woods, the Vegas. Man, the Golden Knights, they're right on Vancouver Canucks' tail. So they're going to try to see what they can do up there. And it's going to be tough, though. Vancouver's at 80 points, man. 37 wins, 6 OT, and they have over 200 goals, man, scored. That's why they're doing so doggone well. That's impressive, man. Everybody, all the teams over 200 goals, the Stars, the Avalanche, pretty impressive, pretty impressive. So.
Oh, yeah. And you know, you mentioned Las Vegas, and certainly they are really becoming – a major sports town at this point. You know, they'll be building that new stadium. They're going to demolish the Tropicana, of course, at the end of the strip. And but at the same time, you've got, as you said, you've got the hockey team there. Obviously, the Super Bowl was there. And there was a remark made at the end of the Super Bowl in part of the coverage that said, well, you know, they liked their accommodation so much in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl that they'd want to do it again. Is that something that could be done in the near term, or is there many years that would have to go by, or what do you think?
Well, normally it's about the earliest you normally get is about 8 years, normally 10 to 12, if you've had a good showing, which obviously they did. Tampa, we'll have one here pretty soon because they had a good showing. Miami always has a good showing down there. Jacksonville, the 1 year they had it, it was very unfortunate. It was a Florida, just a cold spurt. It was like in the 30s for four out of the last 5 days before the game. So it wasn't really enjoyable for the fans. So, and that left a bad taste in people's mouth. It's a shame when things like that happen because I think Jacksonville should get another shot at it. It's a neat place and a fun place for people to visit and go watch a Super Bowl. And then even up in the cold weather places, as long as they're dumb, you know, they deserve it too. But it's tough. You know, you want to accommodate the fans. We need to accommodate the fans more. We were talking about that on the Sports Zone yesterday. You know, these guys are billionaire owners, and God bless them, you know. And I get it. It's a business. But, you know, I would like to think you look out for your customers would be your first priority. But it doesn't seem to be that way when it comes to entertaining sports. And just something I think I wish we'd get worked out.
Yeah.
A couple other things, Cal. Ohio State upset number 2 Purdue, and they have an interim coach there for Ohio State, so they really just played well and really let it all hang out. So congratulations to them. Another Florida team, USF Bulls. They're ahead of their conference, and they're looking good this year with a first-year coach who used to play there. So a lot of neat things happening in the sports world, Cal. The gentleman from, over in Asia, Matsuyama, he fired a 62 to win Tiger Woods' tournament, the Genesis Open, and what a final round to win it. He won the Masters, too. Now he ties A.J. Choi for everybody from that neck of the woods with the most victories. So pretty neat, pretty outstanding, you know, things happening, you know, yesterday in sports. today, the weather up in Daytona Beach will, you know, be nice. And, nice, you know, Daytona 500. Shame they couldn't race yesterday. It was just miserable, man. It rained all day in the state of Florida, off and on. So, anyway, hopefully it's subsided and it's passed the forward. And we will look forward to watching that, especially the people who have their day off.
That's right, yeah. I think a lot more people might get a chance at that point. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to check it out here on this Monday.
And then, you know, this young man, Stoltz, he wins three golds at speed skating in the World Championships from the U.S. of A. So congratulations to him. So very neat, man, little patriotic story there. But, we need to be a little bit more patriotic in this great country of ours, Cal.
Indeed.
Say the least. Otani, he won't play in the Dodgers spring training opener. I'm really curious to see how he's going to come back. I mean, obviously, he does be a DH this year. We'll see how his batting stroke works and how he makes out this year. And then we'll see the next year, you know, when spring training comes around, is he going to throw again? And we'll see how that transpires. So a lot of things happening, a lot of things changing, you know. We'll get into the meat and potatoes of NBA and NHL here real soon with the playoffs. Always football news with, you know, trades and the draft coming up. And NBA, when people still follow the NBA, they want to see who makes the playoffs, if their team's in it or not. And then March Madness is always fun, Cal. Do you ever get involved in the tournament, watch it, or is that not your sport?
Well, as you know, I'm much more kind of a baseball aficionado, but again, when it becomes competitive and becomes something that's kind of catching everybody's attention, I love to keep up with it, absolutely.
Absolutely. And it's awesome. I really love it. It's just neat to see the kids really get excited about making the 64 and, you know, seeing if you can get to the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight and then the Final Four. You know,
That's right.
It's a neat, exciting, you know, time of year for college basketball. We still enjoy the way they play the college game.
So, oh, sure.
A lot. And just a quick shout out, Kyle. If anybody out there needs any assistance when it comes into the financial world or the insurance world, please feel free to call me, 813-966-1052. You really have nothing to lose and everything to gain. I don't think anybody, you know, can object to a second set of eyes on your documents, on your financial future. You might get some good advice that's going to put you in a better place than you are right now. And no matter what, you're going to have peace of mind after you meet with me, because I'm going to share with you, if there's something I can do for you, I will. If I can't, I'm going to tell you that, too, and we'll tackle it again in a year or two. Or please give me a referral. It's just the right thing to do for the right reasons. God bless you, Kyle, and have a great rest of the week. I'll talk to you Wednesday morning. Anybody needs me, give me a call, 813-966-1052. Bye now.
Sounds great. Patrick, thanks. God bless. We'll talk to you again on Wednesday. Patrick Hyland, everybody. Folks, thanks for listening this morning. Kyle Warren with you. We'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Go out there and make it a great day today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.